Okay, it's a double parsha this week. So we've been speaking about Parshas Chukas. Let's at least talk one maral on Parshas Balak. Balak, of course, is the king who hires Bilam, the wicked prophet, to curse the Jewish people. And the Torah describes the scenario that the agents from the Sarei Moav and Sarei Midian, the officers of Moav and Midian, come to Bilam to convince him to go and be hired to curse the Jewish people. And Bilam says to them, spend the night, let me speak to Hashem and see what he has to say. And Hashem comes to Bilam in the middle of the night and asks him a question. The question that he asks him is, Miha Anashim Ha'ela, who are these people? Who came? Who are they? Now, this is the third time that we've seen in Chumash an opening question from Hashem that doesn't seem to make sense. The first time we saw that is with Adam HaRishon. After Adam HaRishon sins by eating of the forbidden fruit, Hashem comes to him and says, Ayeka, where are you? I'm looking for you, Adam. I can't find you. And then with Cain, after Cain kills his brother Hevel, again Hashem says to Cain, hey Cain, Aye Hevel Achacha, where's your brother Hevel? I haven't seen him in a while. Both of those scenarios are questions that don't really make sense because Hashem knows the answer to them. And Rashi makes a comment on both of them and says, L'hachnisam bidvarim. Rashi explains that Hashem just wanted to begin a dialogue. He didn't want to frighten them right away with an accusation. He didn't want to just start coming in with what happened here, what happened there. So he begins a dialogue. Where are you, Adam? What happened to your brother Hevel? This is now the third example in which Hashem opens with the question. But Rashi here doesn't say the same thing that he said by Adam or by Cain. Rashi does not say that Hashem is engaging in dialogue. Instead, Rashi here says, Lahatoso ba. Hashem came and gave him a misleading question. Omar, this question gave Bilam the ability to say to himself, Pa'amim she'ein hakol galoy lefanav. Look, Bilam says, sometimes Hashem doesn't know everything. He came to me and he asked me who these guys were. He clearly doesn't know everything. Ein daito, shovelav, he doesn't know it all. Afani era eshu uchalakal. I'll be able to find a time to curse. And so this question, not like the first two questions which Rashi explained were engagement questions, this one gave Bilam the ability to make a mistake. And the Maral explains, why doesn't Rashi say the same thing here? Maybe Hashem was just engaging him in dialogue. So the Maral explains that A, there's no reason to engage him in dialogue because let him be startled. You know, with Adam and with Cain, he didn't want to startle them. But Bilam, who cares if he gets startled? That's not really such a big deal. But more so, as we have a principle, we discussed this one of the mornings this past week. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos says, we just covered in the Daf Yomi last week, Haba l'taher misayin oso. Somebody who wants to become tahor, to become pure, somebody who wants to do good, if you come to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, I want to do good, misayin oso, they'll push you from behind to help you. They'll give you a little nudge to accomplish what you want. Haba l'tameh, but somebody who wants to do bad, they'll allow it. They'll allow what the Gemara says. So if you want good, they'll push you from behind. They'll give you a nudge. If you want bad, we're going to let you do it. Meaning we're not going to remove the stumbling blocks. If you want to do it, do it. We'll give you the opportunity. It's always available, even for bad, if a person wants. Therefore, the Maral says it can't be, it's not the pshat that Hashem purposely misleads him, because we never find that idea. There's never a pushing a person to sin. What Rashi means to say, as he explains it here, is it's only because Hashem has already asked this question as an engagement that tells us there are different ways of interpreting a question. You can interpret the question as an engagement. You can interpret the question as Hashem doesn't know everything. It's Rashi's explaining the way Bilam heard the question. How did Bilam hear the question when Hashem says, Miho Anashim Ha'eleh? He heard it as, he doesn't know everything. I got it. That's because we have the ability to interpret a question however we want. It's not the only way to interpret it. How do we know that it's not the only way to interpret the question? Because he did it two other times, to Cain and to Adam, and it wasn't purposely to mislead him. It's an engagement. And the fact that it could be interpreted that way, Hashem asks it, and that gives Bilam the ability. If there would never be such a thing of an engagement question, then Hashem wouldn't have asked it, because then it would be purposely misleading, which we never see. Everything we have is the ability for our, we have the ability to interpret as we want. So we can interpret, and you see our own negias, our own desires, almost always shines through the way that we interpret things, which could be interpreted often like this or like that, and the way that we want it to be is more often than not the way that we see it. Not because it is, it's just the way that we see it. There are two interpretations. And this is an example, as Rashi says, Bilam saw what he wanted to see. He wanted to go curse the Jewish people. He saw an opening. Adam had the same opening. And he saw an ability to engage. Cain also had the same opening. That was an ability to engage. It is always, it's always in the eyes of the beholder as far as things go. So says Maral, explaining this Rashi on Hashem's question of me, Ho Anashim Ha'ela.